It's the Morning Rush, live at 5.
All right, Matt, just coming in from down the hall. Are you finding exciting sound bites for me?
I was. People are excited about Brady Tkachuk. I noticed that doing the sound bites.
You know, I was at the game last night. Told you yesterday I was going, so you're not shocked to hear that.
Yes.
He came out, I'm going to say...
second period. Saw it on TV. And
yeah,
the first...
was it second period first or period? Intermission?
Yeah.
But, yeah, he came out up on the top where the band plays, you know, in the end zone. And it was crazy.
Was it? It looked crazy on TV.
Yeah, he got quite the ovation. And then the chant, Brady, 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 Brady. And he looked, he had this look on his face, the satisfaction that I've never really seen in my mirror, of someone who just made himself millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
What's the contract for?
7 years, 57, I believe.
$57 million.
I believe, yeah.
Yeah, it was quite an ovation. I would have stood up in that end zone naked for about a tenth of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Naked. And I don't look good naked.
No.
It'd be very humiliating for me. But I would have done it for a tenth of that. In fact, there's a number lower than that, and I'm not going to negotiate it now, but there's a number lower than that I'd stand naked for that.
Yeah, I would do, you'd be surprised by how low I would go for that. Like, you would look at me and go, you need some self-respect.
Is it under a million?
No, but like, now we're talking at a million.
At a million, we're having a conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. Depends on where you are in your life too, though. I mean, if I can take the million and move out of town, because I'm retiring anyway.
No, I would stay there and I'd make sure my neighbors knew.
You'd like, I'm the naked guy.
I don't have a mortgage.
You know what would be freeing about that, though? You could be naked anytime, anywhere after that. You don't care. It's like Maris would say, close the blinds. You're changing. Everybody's already seen it, honey.
Yeah, they saw it at the game. Remember?
The mystery's over. I'll buy you fancy new curtains if you want, though. I got $1 million.
That's right. Exactly.
No, Blackout, I don't want to say a million because we're still negotiating. But the number, we're starting to talk at a million. So. That's good to know. Bill Clinton's hospitalized in California.
Yeah, an infection of some kind.
Yeah. How old is he now? He's getting up there, huh?
He is 75.
That's not so old.
No, he looks older. Don't you
see
find?
See the picture of him and Hillary on the beach back in the summer?
Oh, they were in New York somewhere, and it was not pretty.
Yeah, unrecognizable.
Like, he just...
Yeah, that's the problem. The former late night comedian who's back on TV now, Jon Stewart.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got some kind of new show.
I didn't know that, but okay.
Okay, this is how he opened it. It was great because he's been out of the public eye for what? Seven years?
I was going to say 10, but yeah, about yeah, that, yeah.
He said his first words, yep, this is how I look now.
He's a funny guy. Well, that's the thing, right, with Bill Clinton. Like, he was a pretty young president. Now, all of a sudden, he's a 75-year-old grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah, but did you notice that when you're seeing people now for the first time in 18 months, if they're in their 20s, you can't tell the difference.
No.
If they're my age, anywhere from 50 up, people change a lot in 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, wow, you Definitely. Have a lot more wrinkles and a lot less hair. And
yep.
I was still somewhat of a redhead when I last saw you in person. Now it's just all gone white.
I know. It's crazy.
That's working with you, you know.
Sorry about that.
You do that. It's like being president of the United States. They all go white.
They all do.
And that's working with you is the same thing.
Did Donald Trump's hair change color during those 4 years?
Yeah, he made it less and less orange.
Okay.
Because people were just outright making fun of it so much. That is definitely a cobra, though. But we don't need to have that cobra.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, every other president is... It looked more natural, right?
But Bill Clinton hospital, not COVID-19 related, some kind of an infection. No one is expecting him to die, as far as I know.
No, I don't think so. I think he's...
But anytime you have to go to a hospital to get treated, it's serious enough.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
I have to keep an eye on him.
Adele's got a new song out. I listened to it on the way in.
Could Karen Gordon be more excited?
Oh my God, I forgot to reply to her text last night because I was so mad at the Leafs game. I know in Ottawa we call it the Sens game. But yeah, she's very excited. And according to my Instagram, she's not alone. Like a lot of mostly women in my life.
Hey, can I? Yeah, it's not. I don't hear a lot of guys overly excited about it. Well, I mean, we appreciate her talent.
I liked the song. I'm not gonna lie. Like it was good.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, it was. It was a good song.
Didn't she say she was never touring again? Didn't she retire 5 years ago?
Well, she gets nervous apparently.
Some people just can't stay retired. No. Holsky's here today. Holsky. What's the deal there?
Morning. Here we are, the three biggest Ottawa Senators fans currently live on the radio in Ottawa.
At least our favorite team didn't lose to the Sabres, Holsky.
Yeah, I know. Right now, I'm kind of on. It's like the Montreal Canadiens and I are on a break. We're on a break. I'm still not over the Logan Mailloux thing. I didn't watch the first game. I'm not going to watch on Saturday. I may not
watch
him for a month.
Logan Mailloux thing?
Remember the guy you know, they drafted?
Yeah, Montreal drafting a convicted sex offender after the Stanley Cup run. I am not over that.
Yeah, that
yet.
That was a good idea.
Yeah,
that was smart.
Brilliant. Right, so I can't bring myself to watch them right now. I feel like if my eyeballs are on that team, then they're not getting any consequences for what happened. It proves them right, probably their theory that, hey, we'll do this now and this will all blow over by the time October comes around. And I don't want to prove them right. That's it. I was in the market to get a new Canadiens jersey this summer. I didn't do it. And I don't want to watch them. I don't want to watch them for at least a month. I'm not going to.
I didn't know. And you think that's going to change anything? They're just...
Well, probably not. But hey, if I'm not... Hey, they got smoked by arguably the worst team in the NHL last night. So maybe Montreal claims that crown.
What
now.
Was the score?
5-1 to Buffalo. If they end up going 0-15 during the time that I'm not watching them and Mark Bergevin has shown the door, his entire scouting staff, wonderful. That's great. Then maybe when they get their lottery pick next year, they won't use it to draft another sex offender. So
hey, that was quite a crowd in Buffalo last night. There were like 18 people there.
Oh my God, it was sad.
Big day for the Sens, though. Look, they signed their biggest catch.
Yeah.
Right? Brady Tkachuk.
Yep.
They had a very big crowd. It was huge.
Yeah.
And they beat the Leafs, winning their first game.
They really fed off the energy of the crowd,
they
too.
They did.
So they got their scoring done early, 3-0 in the first period, one with only ticks left on the clock.
And that Forsberg goalie just held them on for dear life in the
third
period.
The Sens didn't have any goalies. That guy looked good.
Yeah.
I know, and he's the backup.
Matt Murray not playing, that's right.
Also, the Leafs they say they got two first goalies.
Yeah.
But not according to the first two games, they don't. And I left during the second intermission because I have to get up early.
Okay. Did you
and
see
I want to
what
apologize
happened?
To you, Matt, because the Leafs started to score the minute I left.
I know. You should have left earlier. I thought that. I was pretty sure you were gone by then.
Yeah. And so I listened on the radio. I was listening to the guys on 1200 on the way home. But what happened to the Leafs goalie? I noticed as he made the final stop, he looked like he kind of...
That's what it was, yeah.
Got maybe pulled a groin muscle or something because I could see him get up very gingerly. No one was paying attention to it by then because it was just at the final second of the period, he made a stop, and he got his legs way out. And then I sort of was watching him and thought, ooh, he looks hurt a little bit. So that's what it was?
Yeah, that's what they were saying on the broadcast last night because the other goalie came out to start the third period, and they went back to that replay right at the end of the second period there.
Yeah, because I was explaining to Killian, I don't think – they're down 3-0, but I don't think they change goalies just to shake things up.
No.
Because their goalie played last night.
Yeah, and they play again tomorrow.
So that's what, okay. I figured out that's what it was.
It but sends
He's
Leafs
not
tomorrow.
Great, though. He didn't look good.
That wasn't, no. But see, I missed two of the goals. So it was 1-0. Right. It was 3 minutes left in the first period. I'm like, okay, I'll just run upstairs, give Daisy your bath, and by the second, I'll be ready to go. Started the second, it was 3-0. Like, what the heck happened?
Got to say what happened with Tkachuk yesterday, though. Did that not lift the entire mood of the city or what?
It did.
It felt like. And, you know, two Leafs fans and one Canadiens fan here. You know, if you're at like a wedding or a party or something like that, and this one song that everybody really likes comes on that you're a little indifferent to, and everybody's going crazy and you're watching on this and you're watching from the sidelines, that's what it felt like, at least from my perspective yesterday.
Well, I think because there's a feeling that ownership is not committed to the team. And people were like, oh, are they just going to cheap out again? And we're never going to be able to keep a star. And that put an end to it. All right, that's big money. It's long term. They would have signed him for longer by the sounds of it if they could, because they could do up to 8 years, right? Because he's their restricted free agent. So I think it just everybody thought, okay, this team is they're going to compete, and we didn't lose our best guy. I would bet they had a lot of walk up last minute sales too as a result of that.
I think so. Yeah, well, it was announced just around noon yesterday.
Yeah, just before 12 o'clock. Yeah, that first it was Bruce Garriock's report that the deal was done, and then Brady Tkachuk sent out a tweet of the Joker from the Dark Knight saying, "And here we go," pretty much confirming what the report at that point. And then all of Sens Twitter, everybody in Ottawa on social media, every office just started losing their mind. It was incredible. It's great to see it completely turned around, I think, the perception of the team heading into the season and heading into the home opener.
Yeah, and a great crowd to start things off.
Love it.
Now you get good crowds on opening night and for the Leafs. It's a good combination.
Yeah. Yep.
Tickets still available for Sunday.
Yeah, I would expect the Sunday game will be a little slower. But it's an afternoon game, isn't it?
Yeah, 5 o'clock, Dallas. Yeah.
Ooh, I might go back.
You might see Brady. That's what they're saying, either Sunday or Thursday.
Wow, that Brady would be a big sales point for Sunday. Anyways, great to be back watching a game live. The mask is off and on because you're eating stuff, but it didn't feel overly invasive. I'm finally starting to go out for longer periods of time wearing a mask. I'm getting used to it. I like those bell masks that they issued.
Mm-hmm.
I found that's pretty comfortable.
Like the blue one we got from the company?
Yeah.
I don't like mine.
I didn't like it at first, but I'm getting used to it.
Rosie wears
hers
all the time.
You remember I was wearing mine.
And she's like, you guys are crazy. I like this mask.
You know what the problem was, though? I got laser eye surgery years ago. And your eyes still deteriorate a little bit. So now, just to sharpen things up so I can drive at night and see the puck really clearly, I put the glasses on. Glasses, mask. I have to choose.
Yeah, because they fog up, right?
Oh, my God. They fog up.
Yeah, I don't wear glasses, but I've heard that.
So the blue one seems like it's loose enough that I can get some air moving through, and it doesn't. And I recognize that that's not ideal. You don't want air getting in too easily. That the whole point is to filter
it.
But hey, everyone in the building is vaccinated, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know, by the way, I didn't know this until today, you would think, based on Ontario media, that Doug Ford is a crazy person who opened up the arena to full crowds while still having half capacity for restaurants. Then I read today, Quebec is considering lifting its capacity limit on restaurants. They're in exactly the same position.
Yeah, did not know that. But then again, I don't live there, so
I was like, what's the logic, and how can he, and this is crazy, and nobody else would ever do this, and what's the advice? It's the same rule in Quebec. Full Habs games, but half capacity restaurants. It's exactly where they are. I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
We were too busy, got caught up in the Ford is crazy, made another big
mistake. He has a press conference at 11 today.
Late this morning. It's details about the QR code system.
Okay.
I'm not sure what's left to share about it at this point, right?
Is that
it's ready?
Is the app that they were talking about yesterday, that there's an app ready is for businesses, but is that the one I have to download?
No.
Just as a guy, or is that a different app?
That's a different app. It's for the businesses themselves to actually scan the QR codes.
Let's get Rosie in here for a quick weather update before it's time for her formal weather report.
Hey, yeah, that's so true. We're approaching that time. We're in for mostly cloudy skies today. Another mild one going up to a high of 22 degrees. Now, Bill, how's the roof? How's the roof in your house? You're good? Matt?
No,
how's your roof?
Actually.
How's the water level?
My roof, I'm probably going to have to replace next spring.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mine's fine as far
yours
as
is fine?
There something biblical coming?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's not a good question
know,
to lead
right?
off with.
We got some heavy rainfall headed our way. It's remnants of Tropical Storm Pam. Remember I told you about this yesterday?
Yep.
So rain will be heavy at times starting after midnight tonight into tomorrow morning. Environment Canada issuing a special weather statement, 20, maybe 50 millimeters of rain. So,
want to come over for a visit this afternoon? Bring a tarp and a ladder.
Okay. A little bit of tape or something, or some rocks to hold down the tarp? Is that how you're doing it?
Whatever. Well, sounds like you've got the engineering skills.
So that's what we have to look forward to for tonight into tomorrow. So today, mild, 22 degrees, slight chance of morning showers. And then, as I said, heavy rainfall starting after midnight tonight into tomorrow. Pretty much gray skies for you tomorrow and 18 degrees. And then temperatures start to move closer to seasonal values for your Sunday. Slight chance of showers and a high of 11.
Oh.
A little
Thank
chilly.
You, Rosie. That's starting to get more normal and not.
There you go.
All right. So if you're going out late tonight, umbrella time.
Apparently.
I wonder if it'll be windy because it's the remnants of a storm. Did she say windy and all of that?
Is it going to be windy, Rosie?
Well, geez. No comment on the windy?
Tonight it will.
Yeah,
tonight.
I would think, right?
Okay.
Okay. Worst combination when you have roof shingles starting
some
to fray on the edges.
Bad shingles in the wind. Oof.
Yeah. Not good.
No, not at all.
Not good. What else do we have to do today? We got Karen Gordon.
Karen Gordon's here.
Less than an hour from now.
Yeah. Like we said,
she wants to talk about the marketing genius that is Adele. I think she just likes to talk about Adele.
I think she does. We'll let her get a mention in. But is there anything specifically else we want to talk to her about?
Not that I can think of. I kind of wanted to get someone out of bed to talk about the Sens game last night because the big Brady Tkachuk
Should
signing.
Should we try to talk to Gordon the 7 o'clock hour?
I don't. I mean, I feel bad.
I know, but he always tells us. He's like, guys, I'm up early.
Is he up this early?
I don't know that we wake
him
up.
We wouldn't 5:30. Have time for him in the first hour anyway because we also have Richard Krause with movies.
Exactly. So that's more of a 7 o'clock.
I just think it's a big, big day if you're a Sens fan.
It is. No, I grabbed a bunch of audio already.
You're waking up this morning. You're feeling pretty good.
Yeah, that was.
And we, as people who grew up as Leaf fans, should not take that away from them.
I don't think you understand how popular Brady Tkachuk is in my house, even before yesterday. Like, Maryse is so excited.
Yeah, people are really buzzed.
She wanted to see if he was going to be named captain yesterday. Like, we were watching the game at home, and she was expecting when he came out to have a jersey with the C on it.
Maybe you save that for opening night.
Like, for his first game. Yeah, I know.
Skates out. Your captain, Brady Tkachuk.
Dorian kind of downplayed that, though. I've got a clip for you later. He was asked.
They don't have a captain right now.
No,
right?
They don't. They haven't had one since Erik Karlsson got traded. So.
Well, I want to hear what Dorian has to say now. So we'll play that later.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Sounds like we're going to have a nice, easy show that does itself. A lot of fun things to talk about, which is kind of nice going into a weekend. And especially when the weather's not going to be great. It was amazing. Yesterday, I went out and I was at the driving range. And I usually stand under the shelter because Scottish. Very white.
Didn't have to do that yesterday, though.
I said, no, I'm going to go over here and use the green area. And so I was there 10 minutes. The sun was blazing suddenly. So see, I look a little red again today.
You do, actually. I didn't notice it till you mentioned it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're red.
Yeah, kind of caught me off guard. 5:29. It's the morning show meeting live at 5.
It's the Morning Rush, live at 5.
5:54, 16 degrees, it's Friday. Richard Krause is going to be here very soon to tell us about new movies this weekend. And you might want to go see some because with a lot of rain on the way, that might be something you do this weekend. And if you haven't ventured out yet, it's not so bad out there.
Not yet.
Not bad in the movie theaters. It was great at the hockey game last night. I couldn't believe you didn't go to the game.
No, I'm not driving from Orleans to Kanata on a work
day. The game started 7. Remember we were lobbying for this?
I know that is big. I will say thank you for that.
Yeah.
They listened.
You know what was weird, though? I got there an hour ahead of time. They sent emails and they were begging in the media, get there early. They've got live music in the parking lot. And it was a lot going on, actually. So it was fun if you got there early. And yet, I got there an hour early, no lineup, in seconds, somebody checking your vaccine certificate outside, so that then when you went inside, it was business as usual through security.
Oh, perfect.
Get your ticket checked, off you go. So it was very quick. But then, 10 minutes before the game, most people started to show up.
Yeah, I saw
so
it.
So what happens? Now you're stuck outside missing half the first period. You were told you got to get there. If you'd gotten there 1 hour earlier, you were in 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's lots to eat and drink once you're inside. Go early, get dinner there. That's the way you get around it. Now, the wait in the parking lot coming home is not so bad because you're half an hour earlier.
Exactly. You're just out of there.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little longer yesterday because it's the first game, so they introduce every player. There's, you know, kind of.
Yeah, Sunday night when they play Dallas, none of that. You just drop the puck at like 7:05.
Exactly. So what do you have you're working on?
I don't really have an update for you on Gabby Petito today. So, I mean, maybe that'll change in the next 2 hours, but I don't see really any new developments there. What I do see is a couple of Williams having a fight, and you're a William who can maybe referee it. You know what I'm talking about here?
No.
Prince William is not happy with William Shatner going to space.
Is he not happy with William Shatner, or is he not happy that they sent him? Like, you can't blame William Shatner for saying
no,
that.
It's not. Yeah, you're right. He's not mad at William Shatner. He's not happy.
Mad about William Shatner.
He's not happy about the whole Jeff Bezos, who's the Virgin guy, Richard Branson.
Space tourism.
Yeah, he doesn't like that. He's like, fix your problems here at home before you go to space. So I'll grab some clips of that.
Says the guy who would have said that, and we wouldn't hear him if we didn't go to space.
Well,
because
that.
We'd be waiting for the carrier pigeons to bring the news from England. Going to space has benefited mankind in many ways, not the least of which is all the satellites that we're talking on right now.
Also, your family's literally sitting on a throne. So it's kind of hard to say, fix other people's problems. Well, give up whatever you have.
Yeah. Would be a little complicated, you know, constitutional.
No, I understand it's easier said than done, but interesting point.
Sitting on your crown, looking down, saying, what about the ordinary people?
What about the peasants?
What about the little people? Yes. If the rest of the world doesn't have them, we shall have to ourselves. And we don't want that, do we? All right, good. So you got tape.
So I have tape of that, yeah.
Or a digital file.
I'm going to play you sound.
Ooh, that's what we need.
Probably broadcast.
I can't stop saying tape.
I know.
I saw the new Adele video. She puts a cassette. This is the funny part. She puts a cassette in the car.
What is she driving? An 86?
No, no. Puts a cassette in the car. Okay. First thing you hear is the sound, noisy sound of vinyl.
They don't know how sound works?
Well, I mean, you could have recorded from vinyl onto the cassette.
True.
If it's 1975.
Right.
And then the song starts and all the background noise goes away. It's just, okay. And I thought it was her hello video because it looks exactly the same. Only I figured out this time she is leaving an old house instead of entering one.
Okay.
Other than that, you'd never know the difference. Maybe that's deliberate. I don't know. Maybe there's an ongoing story there. Karen Gordon will know all about that coming up.
She'll know everything.
So we have a good show. You got the Battle of the Willies.
Fight, Will.
Sounds like something inappropriate that happened at my elementary school.
Yeah.
That the teachers were very mad about.
Oof.
Very mad. Still wasn't me. Wasn't this Willie's Willie. It's two other kids who weren't named Williams. Willie's got them in trouble. Kids do that.
Kids do weird things.
They do. They do. I'll show you this. I don't want to see it. Nope.
No.
We're good. 5:59 in the morning rush.